1988. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? All right, here we go. Hour number two of USAprepares.com. Car care for the clueless. Car care for the clueless. Pam Oakes is with us. She's our newest USAprepares.com instructor. You know, I was looking for someone who really understood car care, automotive technology. And so I searched the country, and I found Pam Oakes. And she owns a service center, a multi-bay service center, a large service center in Fort Myers, Florida. It's called Pam's Motor City. Not only that, Pam is a broadcaster. She has a radio show. And I'm delighted to welcome her to USAprepares.com. Welcome, Pam.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me on. Good morning.
Good morning. Pam, I've got two of your books in my hands, and one of them is Car Care for the Clueless, How You Can Make Money While Maintaining Your Vehicle. And the other book I have in my hands is Successful Used Car Buying 101. I'd like to focus on the first book, which is Car Care for the Clueless, or How You Can Make Money While Maintaining Your Vehicle. So I went through the book, and you talk a lot about, well, in chapter one, very interesting, you tell a story about an elderly woman who had a window regulator problem. And by the time she was done with the service advisor, she was looking at a $2,100 service bill instead of, you know, just the replacement of the regulator, which might have been a little over $300. Would you mind sharing that story with us? And there's a lesson to be learned in that.
There sure is. And, you know, that's why I wrote the book, you know, all these lessons we're going to learn from others, you know, history. History is so important mm-hmm. to everything, including, you know, history with the other people with their car repair issues. This poor woman, I'm telling you, she was in a panic mode. Her window went down. She didn't know how to put it back in the up position. She went right over to the dealer. She had her blinders on, and how it went was the service writer, who was on commission. I'm sure there may be one or two places out there that don't do the commission thing, but 99% are on commission. You got to remember that in the back of your head. But they said, you know, Mrs. Hartenstein, you hear that noise? And she's already in this panic about the window. She doesn't want it to rain inside of her car. And she's like, well, what noise? And she goes, I hear it. It's power steering. And because of that panic, I mean, she got taken in. And by the time they drove her home and she thought about it, she actually gave me a call. And she says, oh, my gosh. She goes, what did I do? And I says, only you can tell them to stop, which, of course, at that point, they said it was too late. They were already in the middle of it, and she just let them continue on. But by knowing the rules, and she got her money back. We made sure she got her money back. But it was wrong, and it was wrong. You know, everybody has to remember when they drive into wherever they're at, you drove in, you can drive out. And you got to be calm. You have to have an inner calm when you go in there. And you can't be bamboozled.
Mm-hmm. So, Pam, what you're saying is that the service advisor, it was to the service advisor's benefit.
And technician.
Personal benefit.
Yes.
And, okay. For all of them, to profit from this woman who simply couldn't get her window to go up. It was a window right. regulator problem or a window right. switch problem or something relatively simple to repair if you look at the manual. And
correct.
The part is not all that expensive. I mean, I've replaced many of them on Porsche 928s, probably four or five of them. And I've got an AMX, and I've replaced it as a manual one. So, yeah, it's easily doable if you have the patience. But it's certainly not a $2,100 job. No question about it. So
well, that didn't include the
lesson.
Window. Yeah. That was just what she did not
wow.
have to pay out. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for taking care of her and recommending this. Now, tell us about this ASE blue seal symbol on that some men and women wear on their uniforms, that are on the service windows, that are on display. What does that mean?
Oh, what a wonderful program. ASE Automotive Service Excellence. It shows that you are certified in automotive repair. And there are, for example, for the automotive, for the cars, there are 8 basic elements. There's steering gear and suspension, there's brakes, there's electrical, there's engine repair, there's performance, there's heating and cooling, manual transmission, automatic transmission. And then they have advanced levels as well that the technician can earn. And it shows that the person who's working on your vehicle is proficient. They know their stuff mm-hmm. while they're turning that wrench underneath the hood of your car. And that's what you want. I'll give you another little story. I had a technician who was an ASE master. He's one of the first ones back in the 70s up in the Cincinnati area. Moved down here, and, well, he's been with me, actually. He's 16 years this week. But he didn't know about us. He went to work at one of those national chain box stores. They said, you have to take our test. And he's thinking, well, I'm already ASE master, but okay, whatever. And he noticed, they put him in the lunchroom, and he noticed that on the test there was a little tiny pencil mark by each correct answer. So you want to go off of the ASE certified technician, the ASE Blue Seal shop. This is where they have proven their proficiency in those areas. And when you take that test, you are actually in a room with cameras, and there's no cheating. There's no copying somebody's answer by code. There's no, having something written on your hand like they did back in high school. I mean, it's very stringent conditions. You need to know your stuff. That's who you want working on your vehicle.
Pam, there's so many stories of people going to repair shops saying, I went in for one thing, they replaced something else, the car still doesn't work, the truck still doesn't work, and I think that's what you're talking about. They can't diagnose the problem if they really don't have the education and the experience and the skills. And you talk about in your book something about getting a guided tour of the working shop, looking at the uniforms, are they clean? And one of the things that I do, and this is just as simple as a restaurant. If I go into a restaurant, the first thing I do is look around the dining area, and then I go into the men's room. And if the men's room is filthy, and there's no soap, and there are no towels, and it hasn't been cleaned, and it smells, I don't even sit down at the table. So can you relate that to the automotive repair business?
Of course. Like you said, you want to make sure these guys, they have pride in themselves, first of all. Are they clean shaven? Or, they can have beards and mustaches. There's nothing wrong with that. That's not what I'm not saying. But you don't want to see somebody walking around with a day or two old stubble. That's not showing pride in what you're doing. It's not a hospital. You're going to have some, grease on the clothing or whatever. But that's normal. But you want to make sure those clothes are clean. You can tell the difference between what they've been working in recently versus if it's because they're not utilizing clean clothing, You want to look around. The thing that I always tell, look in the corners, they clean.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, mm-hmm. you know, the restroom, that's a very good thing, too. I'm a stickler with that at my shop, I know. And you go out in the shop, say, you know, just let me, give me a quick tour around the shop. You're going to see boxes out there. You're going to see packaging. But if the boxes and packaging have an inch of dust on them, you know that they're not picking up after themselves. They're not picking up after themselves. Do you want them working on your car? You got to think about that. You have to think about the mindset of the shop, the mindset of the tech. You want somebody who has pride. They really care for you. They care about their job. They care about the quality.
I can tell you right now, I'm looking at my fingernails. Yeah, yesterday afternoon, I changed the oil on a Chevy truck that I drive. It's a 6.5 turbo diesel, 1994. And that vintage truck, the oil absolutely turns positively black. It's not like just tan-colored motor oil or brown-colored motor oil. It's black. And of course, I wore the latex gloves, you know, the natural gloves. And I still got a little bit of oil on my fingertips, and it got under my fingernails. Of course, I scrubbed with Fast Orange and a scrub brush, but I still have a little bit there. Now, when you talk to the service advisor, if that person has manicured nails that have been done up at a manicure shop, does that indicate that that person knows what's going on with the technology?
They may be a little book smart. They could do that. They can read. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, for practical application, most likely no. You know, I wear gloves, too. We all wear gloves because people don't realize that oil and, you know, all those solvents, how toxic they are nowadays. And we want to limit our exposure. We all wear gloves. But, you know, I try to keep my, especially me being a female, I kind of got that girly thing, you know, as well. I try to keep my nails looking as nice as possible. But, you know, sometimes there's just no way around it. And I'll give you a little tidbit for you and your listeners out there. That soft scrub with lemon, if you work that in there, it really does work better than that instant orange and all that other stuff out there. That's what I've found through the years.
Well, that's great to know. Pam, let's talk about the parts that are used. Now, when I was a teenager, after high school, I had a job working at an auto parts store, an independent auto parts store, and I opened the boxes of all kinds of parts, alternators, regulators, points, rotors, distributor caps, spark plugs, nuts, bolts, hangers, muffler clamps, tailpipe clamps. I looked at everything, and I saw a vast difference in the quality of auto parts, brand to brand to brand. Let's talk about that when we come back.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
PamsMotorCity.net. PamsMotorCity.net. And if you want to see a picture of Pam, just go to PamsMotorCity.net. Pam, when I was in high school, as I mentioned, I had a job at an auto parts store, and I loved it. And that's where I learned about a lot about car parts and how the automotive parts business works at the retail and jobber level. And what I learned was I opened every box, and the owner of the store didn't have a problem with that, because when a customer came in, they'd show me the part across the counter and they'd say, "Do you have one of these?" And I go, "Yeah, actually we have three different kinds of those." And I could show them all three and help them make a decision, you know, like good, better, or best. But here's the point. They're not all the same. All parts that you might use to replace as replacement parts on your car are not the same. Would you describe what I mean by that?
Well, like you said, there's good, better, and best, and you always want the best. And it's the quality of part. It's the, for example, the type of neoprene rubber in an engine mount. You can have some just horribly cheap stuff that you can actually sit there and poke your finger at. Or you have the OEM-style neoprene, the rubber composite for that engine mount, where you can sit there and poke your finger at it all day and it's not going to budge. So when you get into trying to get an estimate for your car and you think, well, I'm going to get, you know, call around and see who has the best price. Well, not only that's not going to give you maybe the best quality. You need to compare apples to apples. You want to ask about the part. What type of a part is it? Is it OEM, original manufacturer equipment? Is it going to be a substitute for, you know, the brand name of the manufacturer? They have an aftermarket equivalent, because people don't realize as well that, you know, these car companies, they don't make all those parts, those 50,000 plus parts underneath the hood. They contract with other people to make those. And those other people also make the aftermarket version. So that's why it's so important to connect with an ASC Blue Seal shop or dealership even, and have that personal one-on-one with that technician so you can they can explain this to you. They should be explaining this to you. And if they're not, you need to find a different shop. You want to have that understanding of your car, not how to fix it. You don't need to know what end of the screwdriver to pick it up. We want you to learn how to have your car repaired properly, and that's going to be with the best part. Okay, so it's going to cost maybe $15, $20 more. Trust me, it's worth it, because everybody, they'll sit there and tell you, oh, I'm going to get rid of my car in 6 months. They don't know what's going to happen 6 months down the line, but what we want to make sure happens, they have a reliable vehicle, reliable transportation to take them around.
Pam, let me tell you this. We have on the forum a 1999 Dodge Cummins Turbo Diesel 5.9 inline six.
Mm-hmm.
And we determined that we needed a throttle position sensor. Now, class, what this is when you step on your accelerator pedal, there's in this particular vehicle, there's a throttle cable that goes to the fuel injection pump, and there's this control, this computer control device. Think of it like a rheostat on a radio or a volume control on a radio. It's kind of like that with a return spring on it. And so we purchased one aftermarket, and the darn thing has a different shaped bracket, slightly different from the original one that came on the Dodge. And therefore, the housing, the protective housing to keep the dirt and stones and so forth out of there so the accelerator doesn't get locked in like full accelerate position if a stone were to land on it, it doesn't fit. So I got another one, and it doesn't fit. And I got another one, and it doesn't fit. What I'm saying is, years ago, you used to be able to buy aftermarket parts that could be made better than the original equipment. Now, it's hard to find aftermarket parts that are as good as the original equipment. Do you agree or disagree?
That's kind of up in the air. You have to know your brand name aftermarket mm-hmm. auto parts that are actually going to work as well as the factory. For an example, I just had, I got some hoses over for BMW, and it said BMW, it says made in China. And when you looked
wow.
at what was coming off the vehicle and what was going on, it was not as well as it was before, unfortunately. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying. The original parts today are better that come with the vehicle than
yes.
some of the aftermarket parts.
Yes, but
we'll
I'm talking,
right,
this was from BMW.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500. Standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Pam Oakes is with us. Pam, how do we get your book?
Oh, thank you for asking. You can go right to our website, carcareforthecoolest.com, and there's a link through that way, or, of course, you can go on Amazon.
Carcareforthecoolest.com or Amazon. Pam, page 24, I got a big grin on my face when I turned to that page, and you talk about the fuel gauge, and you advocate never letting the fuel gauge go below 1/4 of a tank. That's something that I've been telling our radio listeners for a long time. My reason is because a lot of the vehicles have electric fuel pumps in the fuel tank, and the fuel is designed, the sloshing around of the fuel is designed to keep that pump cool and prolong the life. I mean, that's just one of the reasons. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, yes, that's 100%. You know, it is in the fuel tank now, and we need to keep that pump cool. And to keep it cool, we need gasoline around it. Also, I advocate, you know, if you have an emergency, a family emergency, you have to take somebody to go get stitches at the emergency room, or you have to run over to school to pick up your kid because they're ill. And if you run out of fuel, you just made this little minor emergency into something major.
And I live on a farm, and, you know, I may have to race someone to the hospital. There's no calling an ambulance because it'll take an hour for an ambulance to get here. So if someone gets injured on our farm, we're going to have to take that person. And we never, unless we're not paying attention, we never let the fuel gauge get very, very low. I mean, no question about it. We always have to have enough fuel to get to the hospital. I mean, it's just standard operating procedure. Hey, let's talk about a couple. Yes?
I'm sorry. I was just saying, could you imagine those people, like, for example, on the interstate, on the loop around Atlanta, who are on fumes thinking they were going to go home that day?
Yeah, what are they thinking? What are they thinking? Not only that, you know, we have blankets in the vehicle, water. We even have a freeze-dry guy. He's a sponsor of this broadcast. We even have his food that we purchased in the trunks of our vehicles, or, you know, we're good for several days should we get stranded. It'd be freezing cold, you know, if we got stranded and we ran out of fuel. But that's not likely, because when conditions are like that, we have a full tank. I mean, we'll top off at three-quarters of a tank to a full tank in situations like that, just so we don't get trapped. Can you tell us what your thoughts are on tire pressure? Not only tire pressure, but nitrogen in tires. I know you've got an opinion on it, and I'm in agreement with you. Please share that with us.
Nitrogen on tires. Oh, I'm going to get on my soapbox here. Don't do it. What you're breathing right now is 79.9% nitrogen, folks. It's a shame that they actually built these platforms to take advantage of the public. There are major automobile manufacturers that tell you that there's little, any significance. In fact, I love the one Toyota has out talking about nitrogen, and they says, you know, it's great. It was great for the shuttle. It's great for military application. It's great for NASCAR, but for your vehicle, sorry guys, it's really not going to happen. And people think, oh, nitrogen, yeah, you know, they say all these benefits, it rides better and everything. No, it doesn't, folks. They've already proven that. This is how they promote to the automotive centers. You actually get these cards, these postcards, these pamphlets in the mail. You get these phone calls, and they just tell how much your profits are going to go up if you get one of these machines in your facility, and how much you can charge the customer. It's almost like price fixing, because they're telling you can charge $5 a tire, $10 a tire, and I'm sure people in the back of their minds listening right now are saying, yeah, that happened to me. Well, you know, when they fill your tire full of nitrogen, there's a lot of things at play. First of all, it's not hermetically sealed. It's not in a vacuum. You're not going to get that 100% nitrogen in your tire. You're going to get atmospheric air. I'm sorry. And they said, well, the atmospheric air rots. Well, I challenge anybody going to any automotive center that sells tires and look inside that tire casing, and you tell me where it's rotting. That stuff looked like brand new, folks, brand new on the inside. Mm-hmm. It's the outside that's exposed to the elements that you'll see starting to crack, starting to break down.
You're absolutely right. I have never in my entire life, starting all the way back in the 1950s, have seen a tire that rotted from the inside because of using standard air to inflate tires.
Correct.
You know, since you mentioned this profit thing, I'll share with you a very quick story. I got a flat tire leaving the farm heading towards Springfield, Missouri. And I needed to put some air in it. And I stopped at a gas station one of those convenience stores, and they're very few and far between where I live. And I stopped at one, and it was closed for the day. And so I had to put tokens, in this air machine to fill up my tires. And because I drive a truck, this thing would not inflate with the amount of coins that I had. I kept having to feed more and more and more coins in there. And I almost got it to the point where I could drive it. Here's the point. A couple days later, I went back to the station. I said, do you know that you can buy air at that machine? He said, yeah. I said, do you realize that the amount of money that you put in there for air is not enough to fill a tire? And they said, yeah. And I said, so you realize that, right? So you're telling me that you've got a machine that inflates tires, but when you pay for it, you don't get enough air to inflate the tires. And they said, yeah. I said, you have to do it multiple times. They said, yeah. I said, I'm never coming back because you know that you've got that thing set so that you can't inflate your tire unless you use multiple rounds of coins to make it work. So that profit thing has cost them a lifetime customer. I will never shop at that gas station because they're greedy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and you
Tell
know,
about changing.
You could have taken those coins and purchased a pump at one of the, you know, box stores or at one of the home improvement stores. Mm-hmm. They have those little pumps you can buy for $20, $30. Plugs into your mm-hmm. cigarette lighter, and you can pump your own tire up for the amount of coins
well,
that you just used.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. And I have a compressor on the farm, so I do have, you know, a 60-gallon compressor. But I got a stone through the tire. It just rode. I live on a gravel road, and boom, it perforated the tire. But the bottom line is I do have one of those little pumps, but it would not do the job in this case. I carry one of those in most of our vehicles. But, Pam, let's talk about changing oil.
Yes.
Those drive-in 5-minute oil changes, I've got some concerns about getting the old oil out in 5 minutes. You know, old oil out, drain plug in, oil filter in, refill the oil in 5 minutes. What are your thoughts?
I have a concern of what are you going to miss on my car by changing oil in 5 minutes? That's mm-hmm. the big concern right there. You want to have a professional set of eyes looking at your vehicle. You know it's okay to take, which I tell everybody, once a month, choose like your birthday. Say you're born on the 20th. You go in once a month on the 20th in between your oil changes, and you have the fluids topped off, and you have the air pressure reset and the tire condition checked out by a professional set of eyes. It's not your uncle who's done this 20 years ago. It's not your neighbor who says he can fix cars, but he works in another line of work. You want mm-hmm. a professional set of eyes looking at this, and this better be a free service, and it takes about 5 minutes. That's fine. You know, having a quick look.
So you're looking for that to be done for free?
For free. I've been doing it for over 19 years for free at the shop, and I know a lot of ASC Blue Seal shops, mom and pops, who do this for free as well, and dealerships. They do this for free. We're out there. You have to ask before you have it done, but we're out there. But for that oil change, I mean, this is the time to have a professional look, really, really look at that car. Mm-hmm. And you think in 5 minutes they're going to be looking, I don't care what kind of a checklist they have, you think they're going to take the time? Because their boss is going to be breathing down their neck saying, you have to have that car out of here in 7 minutes because your next one's right behind it. You know what I mean? If
Absolutely.
They can skirt
and
past
Pam,
something.
Mm-hmm. Pam, I have an automotive lift. I have an automotive lift on the farm, right below the studio right now. And when I do an oil change, I'll put that vehicle up on there. And while the oil's draining out, I'm looking at the tie rod ends, the brakes. I got my flashlight in there. I'm checking the drive shaft for play. I'm looking for leaks, seeps. I'm looking at belts. I'm looking at connections. I'm looking at hoses. I'm looking. I'm greasing the vehicles, you know, where they have Zerk fittings. I'm doing all that because I am paying attention. I think that's what you're advocating.
Yeah.
Let's talk about tires. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about tire grading. They're graded A, B, C, AA, maybe even AAA, and then they have a number like between 280 and 800. Tell us what that means because a lot of us may not understand that.
Long time ago, there were government standards for automotive tires, and they had temperature, traction, and tread wear ratings. This was great because everybody had to conform to the same test. A few years back, they eased up on this government guideline, and now the individual tire manufacturers can have their own test. And the government still has the grading for, you know, temperature, traction, tread wear. But it's based on what the manufacturers say they report off of that. So you really have to, unfortunately, so you really have to take some of that into consideration. You know, it's not like it was a few years back, but you have your temperature rating. We'll start with that. And you have the C, which is, it's okay. You know, and then you have B, and, of course, A is always great. And then for some of your performance tires, they'll have AA on there. And then you go over to your traction, which they'll have an A traction, which, you know, that's what you want. And they'll have a B or a C. And there again, you know, the higher the grade, just like school, the better off you are. And then, of course, you have your tread wear. And the higher the number in the tread wear, basically the better the tire. So a higher tread wear is always better. But it doesn't count in performance tires. Performance tires, unfortunately, it's going to be a little bit lower than a touring tire, you know, a passenger tire. But yeah, whatever it is,
Pam Oaks and I will be right back.
Survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Well, today,
God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, car care for the clueless, Pam Oakes, USAPrepares.com instructor. She's going to be back again and again. And I want to share with you that Pam's Motor City in Florida, Fort Myers, Florida, has won the Best Auto Repair Award announced in the May 2013 issue of Gulf Shore Life magazine. Okay? Best Auto Repair Award in Gulf Shore Life magazine. Pam, we're talking about tires, and I just want to mention that when I buy tires, I look at a matrix of the different brands, and I look at the weight, the physical weight. How much does that tire weigh? And I look at the type of steel in the tire, the number of plies, and I look at the ABC ratings of temperature and traction and tread wear. And I literally try to buy tires that are like 680 tread wear or better if I can. And the reason I do that is because I don't want to replace tires often. I want them to last a long time. And 680, as far as I know, a standard tire would be, of yesteryear, might be rated 100. 680 would last 6.8 times longer. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. You want to go with the highest, tread wear rating that you can. Easy for me to say this morning. But you also need to take into account, and this is where you go back to having your established shop. The average consumer is not going to be the professional here when it comes to tires. They really need to have that rapport with that tech, with that shop owner. And I'm not talking about a place, a big box national chain, because they're going to be pushing tires that they want to get rid of. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You need to have that one-on-one with somebody, because I can think off the top of my head right now for a truck tire what I would recommend putting on somebody's truck. And you know why I would recommend that? Because I have it on my truck. And I know...
That's a great point.
I experiment.
That's a great point.
Yes, I experiment with the different tires to see which ones I like. And personally, right now, I don't want to take these off my truck, but I'll put them off to the side because I'm putting them back on. But I want to see what's out there, too, because, we don't have the standards like we used to. And I know
Okay. Pam, we've got one of our class members, Bill from Illinois. Bill, you've got a question for Pam?
Yes. Thanks, Vincent. I had a question about, you guys were talking about tires, and one of the questions was, is there a better, you know, I have a small passenger car. Is there a better manufacturer versus another one? Like, I looked at some Coopers, some Goodyears, Michelin, Firestone, you know, the ones that are going
I've got some responses. Bill, we got your question. We only have like a minute and a half left. I have a response to that. Pam, what's your response?
Yes, there is. And personally, even though my preference is always to buy American, these two American companies, General Ultimax, excellent. The Cooper, the CS series, another excellent choice for a passenger.
Okay. I can agree with you on the General Ultimax. I have that on the front of our truck, but I can tell you this, that I put the Cooper CTS on the same vehicle, and because I live on a gravel road, I have punctured 3 out of 4 tires with rocks puncturing through them. So for me, I love the ride of the Cooper. I think the mileage that you get is fantastic, but for me it doesn't work because they seem to get more flats through road hazard punctures than others. And I really like that General Ultimax. I absolutely do. And, of course, Michelin's great, too. Do you agree with that, Pam?
Yes, definitely, yes.
Okay, Bill?
Yeah, thank you. And one quick thing, if she can comment on this. You know, I've had some horrible experiences with you in the dealership trying to work on my car.
10 seconds.
And I end up just doing it myself. Does she have any specific way to evaluate them, like to question them, even
she
if the
does.
Shop was clean?
She does. Bill, she does. It's in her book, Car Care for the Clueless, How You Can Make Money Maintaining Your Vehicle. Seriously, it's in the book. Class, we're out of time. Pam, thanks so much for being with us. We got to have you back again and again and again. I'm not kidding. This was just 101 of many classes. Pam Oakes, thank you so much for being with us. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And meet up on Monday. Meet up 5:30 Monday.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.